karmic law, free will and manifestations. Life is a magnificent wonderland of magic that is governed by the karmic law of cause and effect. Every experience we have, whether through sight, sound, touch, taste or smell, is derived from this law. And within it, there is no discrimination, only compassion. It is the intelligence of the universe, working tirelessly with precision and perfection to create harmony for all living beings. This law never makes mistakes. All realities are expressed in accordance with the karmic law. Whether we create something consciously or unconsciously, it is subject to the algorithm of this law. When we intensify a thought, feeling, or action, the functioning of the karmic law intensifies along with it, creating a cycle of intensified expression. It is often called a natural law, because everyone and everything within the universe is governed by it. Even Buddha, Jesus, Allah or any saints could not make amendments to the law. It is the ultimate God. However, we can work in harmony with this law, which governs everything, including our intellect, intelligence, physical and non-physical states of existence, and consciousness. The karmic law evolves all existences in consciousness. For instance, the physical functioning of our body is governed by a set of karmic laws. We cannot amend the rules that keep us alive, but we can work with these rules to lead a healthier life by choosing the right foods to eat. Our emotions also follow a set of rules and formulas that are autopiloting our decisions. Seeing these automated functions is a glimpse of awakening. Even in our spiritual state, the karmic law applies, governing the three states of mind, body, and spirit. It is our inability to see these functions that leads us to assume that life is all predetermined. However, we can practice towards seeing and understanding the karmic law to create a better life. The fruition of the karmic rules within the three states of our body, mind, and spirit leads to our realities. But, as these fruitions are only momentary and continually affected by the law of karma, they have no permanence. In summary, the karmic law is the ultimate God, the natural law that governs everything in the universe. By understanding and working in harmony with this law, we can lead a healthier and more fulfilling life. The illustration above depicts that humans possess free will to make conscious choices. Only humans are capable of doing so as our consciousness has evolved to a level of awareness that has made us individuals. All other living beings are still evolving unconsciously in accordance with the karmic law. They have no choice in their evolution, only humans have been given the freedom of choice. As humans, we have the ability to make conscious choices towards further evolution and enlightenment. We can choose how we want the end results to be and make a conscious choice at the beginning. However, many of us refrain from making conscious choices because we fear the anxiety of decision-making and fear of failure. Often, our emotions tend to overpower our rational thinking, resulting in impulsive decisions that are unconscious and emotionally driven. These decisions, in turn, can lead to unwanted consequences that snowball into even more unfavorable events and ultimately, intense adversity. To avoid such scenarios, it is essential to remain conscious of our thoughts and not let our emotions take control of our decision-making process. By doing so, we can prevent impulsive actions that are based on fleeting emotions and instead, approach situations with a calm and rational mindset. This can help us make informed choices that align with our long-term goals, leading to positive outcomes and a sense of fulfillment in life. Often, emotional choice leads us to believe that life is destined. But, life is no longer destined once we are born into a human body. Our consciousness has evolved, and we are now open to free will choices. If we want to manifest something in our reality, it requires our ultimate conscious input, be it a choice we make for our body, mind, or spirit. The karmic law is fixed, and it won't change. But we can choose what to place within the system and allow the rules to apply towards the manifestation. If you want to change and are wondering what steps to take, you need to know the rules of the karmic law from inside out. That's where spiritual practice comes in. You need to experience the laws in order to truly know them. Spiritual practice is a practice for a reason. You cannot just read the teachings without putting them to a real test within yourself. It will be useless if it only stays at the intellectual level. When you put awareness into the words and practice, the experience of your practice becomes spiritual. The practice, we emphasize, is awareness. That is all you need to begin your inner journey. There are no other choices to be made. All you need to practice is to give awareness. Awareness to your inner self is the only practice you need. Take awareness of your thoughts and notice they rise and fall all by themselves. You did not think those thoughts. And from moment to moment, desires rise and fall. It is the law governing this process. Simply watch them. Simply, the awareness will soon free you from the imprisonment of your mind. The laws are all within yourself because you were created by the laws and are still governed by them. However, your consciousness is no longer governed by the law. The law governs only the processes within your mind, body, and spirit. It does not govern your consciousness. Raising your consciousness is of the utmost importance if you want to design your destiny consciously. We have two main paths to choose from as humans. We can either fall back to the animal state of consciousness, allowing nature to take its course completely, allowing the karmic law or others to manipulate our choices. Or we can choose to further evolve to a level where even both rebirth and death can become a conscious choice. It is an individual choice. Finally, don't simply believe what has been said here. Use the above knowledge and apply them on yourself. Experiment them and watch how it turns out in your life.